Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price, and Derek is here today representing Hunt County Public Art. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So it's that time again that you're taking proposals from local artists for public art projects anywhere in Hunt County, right?
Absolutely. Anywhere in Hunt County. This is the time of year we start planning ahead for 2018. So these are projects we'd fund next year, and we want them to be completed next year during the calendar year. But we're just very open-ended with this, coming to artists in Hunt County saying, hey, what ideas do you guys have for us?
Mm-hmm. How many years now will this be?
I believe, is going to be our fifth year to do this.
Oh, really?
Either fourth or fifth. Yeah, we've been in this several years.
Longer than I realized. So basically, and the deadline to put in an application or a proposal is what?
September 29th.
So we're a good ways off. We still have plenty of time to get that done. But basically, you're looking for ideas from the artists themselves.
Exactly. We go to the artists saying, hey, what ideas do you have for artwork here in Hunt County?
And occasionally you get ideas from people, unsolicited ideas from not the artist, and that's fine, but
yeah,
that's not what you're looking for.
And I think that's part of the misunderstanding here. We'll have people come to me just at parties or whatever and say, hey, why don't you do a picture of Audie Murphy? Why don't you do some historic painting, something like that? And I think they're misunderstanding how the process works. We don't go to the artists saying, hey, paint us a picture of this. We go to the artists and say, bring us your most creative ideas. Just come up with whatever you can. Use your creative brain and your skills, and then choose among the ideas that they present to us. So yeah, we do not commission artwork. We don't tell artists what to make.
So that might be a separate program, though. So
it could be, yeah. Know? And certainly, if you've got an idea for artwork, you know, go ahead and pay for it and tell an artist to put it up. We'd love to see that.
And these projects are done basically not necessarily on a public building, but it seems like a number of them have been. It's on the wall or what have you on public building. Of course, downtown Greenville, I guess, is the most prominent place.
Sure. Here in Commerce, it's been on public property at the park. The city mm-hmm. owns that land, and we do a contract with the city. More often, especially over in Greenville, it's typically been on private land. The only thing that we ask for is that it's publicly available. So it has to be space the public can walk in pretty much any time of day, or at least normal business hours, and see the artwork without having to pay any kind of fee.
Now, the artists are paid.
The artists are paid. Yeah, artists get asked to do free projects all the time. And really, that was kind of the genesis of this whole project. Is we looked at all these artists here locally, people in many cases who are very well educated with master's degrees in art, but they have a hard time finding paying projects to pay the bills with their skills. So we said, hey, let's put these ideas together. We've got a lot of spaces in Hunt County that need some sprucing up, need to look a little bit better. We've got a lot of talented artists that need some work. Let's pay the artists to spruce up the spaces that need help.
We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek is the proprietor of Green Shoot Media, but today he's representing Hunt County Public Art. What are the most recent projects?
Well, two we funded in 2017 were Deborah Schubert Lytle's mural inside the Commerce Hospital. She did a mural of wildflowers, and it's just beautiful. I've seen pictures of the progress, haven't seen it in person yet, but she's making really good progress on that. The other one, there's an L-shaped sign in downtown Greenville that's been decaying and rusty for years. We're actually going to take that sign and put beautiful artwork up on it by Joseph McCowan. The name of that piece is Life and Nature.
What are some other, the Gussie Nell Davis murals downtown?
Yeah, the first one we did with Gussie Nell Davis on it, that was Kathy Smithy's project. It's called Spectrum. That's the very first one we did with the lit up rings on the side, and we get a lot of compliments on that, including people from out of town take pictures of it and just say, wow, I love seeing all the impact from that.
Yeah, and then just about a block or so back to the west, there is the one that depicts the sort of the geological history of the county.
Right, yeah, that's High Cotton by Pam Edwards. And, you know, Pam did just a great job on that. It's I believe the biggest mural in the history of Hunt County. We're really, really proud of that, how much work she put into it and how thoughtful it is and how beautiful it is.
Mm-hmm. You raise money for this. You don't get any tax dollars.
We get a little bit of tax funding when the project deserves it. So from the Main Street Committee in Greenville, they've provided a little bit of money, but the vast majority of what we've done is private donations from private citizens who just want to spruce up their town.
Mm-hmm. You have an event called Hearts for the Arts every year?
That's how we make money every year. In 2018, it's going to be on February 10th. We're already getting excited and looking forward to that.
How much have you raised over the years?
Oh, man, it's got to be well over $100,000 at this point.
Really? So basically, it's time for the artists to submit their ideas.
Absolutely. We're looking for the best ideas for sprucing up Hunt County.
Deadline is September 29th, and where do they go to do that?
HuntCountyPublicArt.com. You can download an application there.
Okay, and we'll make a link to that on the KTR website. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Derek Price, Hunt County Public Art, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.